Back everybody to the Sports Shots Pod. I am sitting here with my big glass, well, my big mug full of beer that I got for Father's Day.
And I thought you were about to go in a totally different direction with that.
Yeah, I kind of fumbled that.
Well, because it sounded like you wanted to, you know, say, you know, how we usually introduce ourselves in the party chat, but maybe that's a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's a little bit PG slash rated R. Which is not really a problem, but
well, it's rated R, but we're being positive about it.
Yeah,
you know, it's cop and miss to each other, but then we could end up on a list, you know, for how we compliment each other.
Well, mine isn't compliments; it's bringing out the BS, and I would have a lot of ammunition right now.
yeah, it's true. But Kyle, what's in your cup? What we got? Oh, whoa. What is it? Tequila?
Yes, sir.
Tres Aguaves.
I hope that bottle slam was emphatic to prove a point.
Well, No, we're not gonna do it over. I'm gonna take these two recordings and just mash them together. All right, we're not doing this over.
Make sure you include this part. So what the hell happened? Did you hit X?
No. So I have my mouse button. My mouse has a forward and back button on the side, and I actually click the back button, so it goes back to what the previous page was, and the previous page was not the recording.
That feature actually helps sometimes, but
it does. But accidents happen, so
no, that's what happened. You're in control. You're in control of 100% of your outcome.
Yeah, no, exactly. Just for editing purposes, it is 240 exactly on OBS. All right, cool. But
all right, you shared your beer mug. You got your German style, Boston style, heavy glass, beer slamming, mad at the Red Sox type of beer mug.
Never killed no fox. I once had dreadlocks. All right, I'll stop running.
Okay.
I'll stop running.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and just jump right into some sports. Unless you want to continue on a small talk.
I mean, we could use sports as a distraction. You know, we've kind of had a fucked up past few days.
Of course.
Especially locally here in Minnesota. So yeah, we can jump right in.
Oh yeah. I get you. Of course, it's nowhere near as bad as yours, right? But having a plan a 1-year-old's birthday party, my boy. A few days from today, will be one. But
his birthday party, my gift arrived today.
Maybe next weekend. Yep. Good things come in small packages, Kyle. Good things.
Yes, it did because that was very underwhelming when I saw that. I actually thought it was going to be something, but it better be the most fun that he has. So then that would be true. Good things do come for small packages.
Yep. So, but yeah, let's go ahead and get in. ESPN, as of today, June 18th, just released.
Don't give them credit. Say the four-letter network.
A ESPN
NFL. Asshole.
They released a quarter-century team, meaning the best players from 2000 to 2005, and they released a 53-man roster, right? Now, I don't think they listed who's starting, but, I mean, whoever you can list first is probably the starting, right? So, this who was even written by? Because I want to roast him. Aaron Schatz. Well, Aaron, I'll tell you what. You shit it all over this 53-man roster.
Hey, we're lower on the totem pole to get sued. Watch it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Sue us for all the pennies we get, all right? You're right. First thing is... Hey, our sports podcast ends.
Hey, Donald Trump only got a dollar when he tried to sue the Bills or the exactly. NFL for trying to buy the Bills. Only got a dollar out of it.
But yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and read you off the list, starting with offense first. Now, let's get through the offense first, and then let's talk about our opinions on this, right? So quarterbacks, three quarterbacks on the roster. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes, okay? Three running backs on this roster. Priest Holmes, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. One fullback, Kyle Juszczyk. Six receivers, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, Terrell Owens, Marvin Harrison Sr., Justin Jefferson. Three tight ends, Gronkowski, Travis Kelce, and Tony Gonzalez. Left tackle, Joe Thomas, Trent Williams. Left guard, Allen Faneca, Steve Hutchinson. Center, only one, Jason Kelce. Two right guards, Zach Martin, Marshall Yanda. And finishing off at right tackle, we got Lane Johnson and Willie Anderson. Now, Kyle, you were about to say something about QBs. You were just about to jump right to it. What were you so eager to say?
Nothing really on the QBs. Well, yeah, actually, take Mahomes. I'm sorry. Swap Mahomes with... No, because he has some fucking... Whoa.
I know. That's why. Listen, I had that same thought, but it's like, he's proven.
Over Breeze? If we're talking quarter century?
Listen, Breeze is like a great stat guy, right?
That's what they're basing his metrics off of.
He probably has more 5,000 passing yard seasons than all these guys combined.
Because you're basically punishing him for playing in the same era as Brady and Manning.
Yes. He is being punished, and you know he didn't play in the same conference as them. He did 1 year right when Brady switched to the NFC, and he did beat Breeze that year. But let's do an honorable mention at four, right? So we could throw.
Oh well, he's on their quote unquote practice squad, which is
sure over now. Would you put him or Rodgers? Let's say you have to choose one. Yeah, you have to choose one. Like we're bringing four QBs out. Let's say we're this modern offense. We don't use fullbacks, right? Take out Kyle Juszczyk. Who are you putting in, Breeze or Rodgers? Both have one Super Bowl. Rodgers has more MVPs.
I'll still stick with Breeze because I would stick with Breeze.
I like Breeze. I like Breeze a lot better, right? Personally, on and off the field, Aaron Rodgers is more talented. I think that's fair to say, right? By far. Right,
I keep Rodgers up there just because he killed the Cowboys a lot for us. So especially in playoffs,
his sole mission was to eliminate the Cowboys in playoffs.
Yes, so but taking everything else into consideration, Breeze all around had pound for pound better seasons than Rodgers if you was to put them up side by side with each other.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. Breeze never played with... I mean, how many like Hall of Famers can we say Breeze played with? Jimmy Graham's not a Hall of Famer. Is Marquise Colston a Hall of Famer? I don't think so. You know? No. How many legit Hall of Famers did he
play with? Robert Meacham? No.
Exactly.
What other
Bush? He played with Bush for a little bit. Bush might...
Hall of Famer.
No, he's a college Hall of Fame, but not NFL. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers probably only played with one, right? Davante Adams might end up going in the Hall if he keeps it up a few more years, you know. But I could name more Rodgers targets than
very good, targets. Not Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Jordy Nelson below Adams, right? Greg Jennings. Did he have a solid tight end? Jermichael Finley is pretty good, but yeah.
But I mean, Rodgers. I mean, he was also the benefit. I mean, both. I was about to say he's the benefit of winning a weak division. Well, so was Breeze during the time, but Breeze also had Matt Ryan to battle against for a lot of years. You know, Rodgers didn't really have to worry about shit.
up no, north. I can't. Who do you have to worry about? What's that? What's that? Jay Cutler?
Yeah. Yeah. You well, know? I mean, look. 1 year they did meet
Stafford.
Stafford late, but bit, he yeah. did meet Jay Cutler in the NFC title game one time. So there is that. So
yeah,
I still don't know how the Bears. I don't even know how the Bears got there. I don't even know.
How the Bears got to the Super Bowl. I was watching NFL Network, and they were doing their like, that's not cold takes, but like long shots, right? And Mike Orvin said that Jay Cutler's going to be an MVP. And it was like, after that, it was like one of his worst years of his career.
That's that. Like, that had to funny. Have been one of his worst takes, also.
Probably. But yeah. Anyway, moving on to running backs.
Also, running backs, I'm happy to see Priest Holmes on that list because he was my favorite running back when I first started watching the NFL. Okay. Between him and Dante Hall were some of my favorite players watching
Hall was a receiver, right, for the Chiefs? He was
But most of his highlights came from kick returning. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one play where he just juked out like four or five dudes in that one motion.
And made them tackle each other?
Yeah. I think it was against the Broncos in that highlight. I still randomly go back to watch that. I don't really have a problem with the running backs.
Really?
I started to question McCaffrey. Because I started to question it. But then I'm like, okay, if we really are crunching down the numbers, he is the best receiving back, receiving back that we've seen. Because because the reason why I question it is that we're having these guys on a list and we're leaving out people like Tomlinson, who I watched growing up. You know, he set the standard for running backs for me.
I would put two running backs over Priest Holmes, but I'll.
Yeah, same. I mean, if I can, just off of my head, if I could just think of, a running back that we can replace with Priest Holmes. I mean, I guess you'll have to throw in Sean Alexander.
Yeah, LT, you know.
Yeah, I already said him, and then. I don't know why I want to throw his name out because this list that ESPN, I'm sorry, the Four Letter Network put out was, I already fucking said it.
I know.
They're only focusing on post 2000, which one, we're getting older.
Yes.
Two, if we are focusing just on that, one, I'm also shocked that Peterson didn't get on here. They left him off as honorable mention,
which is another reason why.
Yeah,
a handful of running backs that I would put Priest Holmes. Now, Priest Holmes to me, I'm just doing my little jump in right here. He's more of a nostalgia pick in my mind.
That's why I said I was happy. That doesn't mean that it was the right pick.
Yeah,
because I enjoyed watching him. You know, when I first got in. But a running back that I just under the radar that I want to just throw in there just because, Thomas Jones, if you remember him.
That's Thomas Jones.
Curtis Martin. Yeah, that's a curveball. Yeah. Curtis Martin is another one and he's actually in the Hall of Fame. another guy that. Guess you could just throw him in because if we just talking this is a nostalgia pick just because I was just watching some film on him the other day. Fucking Brandon Jacobs was a unit.
Oh my gosh, that man was huge. He was like 6'4", 240. He was Derrick Henry before Derrick Henry.
Yes, he was. He really was. What's some other running backs we could throw in there? I mean, are they? They're considering post 2000, so I don't know how much. I mean, a lot of these other guys on the list is going to have careers longer in that century.
Like Edrin James.
That's another one. Marshall Faulk.
He had a good 2000s career.
Enough time. Yeah, sure. I mean the greatest show on turf spilled into the early part of the 2000s.
You know what? You know who also I would put up there? Frank Gore.
Who?
Frank Gore.
Longevity.
Dude,
right there.
Third most rushing yards?
Fifth? Third. Okay, yeah, third. I thought he was like fourth.
No, he's
fifth.
Like third.
He's third. Yeah. Fred Taylor is another guy I think of who we're talking about post-2000.
Yeah, so we got, real quick, we got Emmitt Smith, 18,355. Ricky Williams. Walter Payton, 16,726. And then Frank Gore with 16,000 exactly rushing yards. From
that's how 05 that's how you know
2020,
which tells me that that guy that you named that made this list is under the age of 28.
Nah, dude, this guy's old. This guy's older than us. He might be older than us combined. He looks kind of, Let me see. Give me a second. Let me do some. This guy who wrote it, one of the guys, has 20 years of experience writing in the NFL.
So, which means you saw all of Frank Gore's career?
Minimum. You know?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll take all three of these guys out. Give me LT,
yeah.
Give me AP, and give me Frank Gore.
Yeah.
You know, LT.
Yeah, because what Chess, like, I paused really hard for a long time when I saw McCaffrey on his list.
It's hard. I mean, Derrick Henry, I understand, but it's like
that's I'll more keep Henry. Bias. Yeah, it is, but I'll still keep Henry on there because when it's said and done, he will be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, for sure.
And pound for pound, he is one of the.
I think he'll go down as the scariest running back ever. Over
because I'm and
I was the guy for the Chiefs. Okoye. Christian Okoye. You remember that little bit where Steve Atwater popped him?
Yeah.
He was like one of the biggest running backs. And yeah. But yeah, I think he'll go down as the scariest running back to ever do it.
And I'm also considering his college career too when I'm putting Henry in the Hall of Fame. The dude is a fucking animal.
Might as well go all the way back to high school. You know? Amen. I think speaking he rushed the ball like 50 times a game. His coach made him do it.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw those numbers from his high school. That's crazy. You know, another guy that we can throw in for honorable mention, he probably won't have the numbers to back it up, but because it came in bursts. But we love going back watching him run the ball. Fucking Mike Alstott. And we talked about him on here before. The A-Train. Like, dude, we could have thrown him on here.
Fucking Eddie George.
That's what I was getting ready to say earlier, but see, yeah. I don't know how much of the 2000s that he was in that they would have considered. True. So that's why I just kind of went away from him. But another dude that I'm thinking of in my head, Warrick Dunn.
Okay.
You remember him?
Yeah,
I do. Because he played after A-Train, and then he went over with Mike Vick.
Yeah, like Priest Holmes, like them putting Priest Holmes is like someone who's a little bit old, younger than us, putting like CJ2K, right? It's just like a nostalgia thing.
Yeah, and he, you know, when you think about it, that was is it fair or unfair to say one hit wonder, CJ2K?
No, it's unfair because Peyton Hillis was a one hit wonder.
Okay, yeah, that is unfair. It's very unfair.
You know, Payne Hillis is like the bar for like
one hit wonder.
Yeah.
Hey, that one hit wonder landed him.
He's
on the cover of
Madden. He's still alive, right? I know he had that like freak incident where he went to go try to save his kids from like drowning, and like he almost drowned. He had like a really.
I thought that was another athlete. That was
no,
him.
That was Payne Hillis. He went to go save his kids. He's still alive. We're good.
He's alive. He's still alive. Yeah, he's still alive.
He's still alive. We're all good.
I was about to say we're not about to do dead or alive on this podcast.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. No, I mean, me and you had
a
lot. Yeah, same.
Because there was an athlete that did die for trying to save his kids in a rip current. I can't remember who it was, but it did happen. Recently,
I know Peyton Hillis almost died from doing that. Like he did save his kids,
or maybe it was an almost death.
lost his life.
Nah, but that was, it was years ago, though. I know it happened. I know it happened, though.
I'm pretty sure.
All right, but I don't want to think about death like that right now. So.
Yeah. So, but, we have a lot to say about the running backs, right? I think we could mix and match a lot of our
We spent about a good 10 minutes on just the running backs. All right. Yeah. Moving on to the receivers. My biggest reaction.
Whoa. Don't disrespect the fullback like that, man. Come on. On to the receivers. You know what? We'll take Kyle Juszczyk, put a Vontae Leach. I loved using Vontae Leach in Madden.
I don't have a problem with Juszczyk because of his one thing, his route running as a fullback. He always hits the blocks. He's that gadget dude that you want that does all the dirty work.
Yeah, I agree. That's all we'll mention.
Because fullbacks are faded out anyway. We're putting Justin Jefferson on there already. Out of all the receivers, we're leaving out Andre. Okay. We're leaving out Colston. We're leaving out Torrey Holt.
That's the one guy that I would automatically take out Jefferson and put Torrey Holt.
We're leaving out Chad Johnson. We're leaving out Brandon Marshall. We're leaving out Rod Smith. We're leaving out Miles Austin. Leave him out.
Get him out of here.
We're leaving out Jordan Nelson. We're leaving out Greg Jennings. We're leaving out. Gosh, I did not see Larry Fitzgerald on this list.
Oh my goodness, you're right. Get him out.
Jesus Christ, man!
He is royalty.
Yeah, dude. Nah, man, I got a problem with this. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna tell you Fitz's stats. Ready?
He has more tackles than drops. Leave it at that,
dude. 120 touchdowns, 17,000 receiving yards.
And we're putting Justin Jefferson, who just got drafted in 2020. We're putting him on this list already. No disrespect to the dude. He's on the fast track. But he just landed his first contract recently. Yep. And we're already putting him on here. Out of all the other receivers that I named and didn't name yet.
Agreed.
You could have put both Harrison and Reggie Wayne on here.
I mean, Jefferson, again, is like a recency bias pick. Honestly, if you ask me, I would take out...
You could take out a couple on here. Well, actually, no.
Honestly, I think the next one that might go is like Julio. Call me crazy, but...
Yeah, call me crazy, too.
You know, I think I would take out Julio for a Torrey Holt. You know, I'm going to compare Marvin Harrison's 2000 career to Torrey Holt's 2000 career.
When I first was really wanted to start playing football, and I thought that my dumb ass could be a receiver, I wanted to be like Torrey Holt.
Yeah,
like he was the standard for me when I first started. Between him, Andre, give me some others in that era. Harrison,
Reed,
Wayne.
Andre Reed was like 80s, 90s.
That was before. He was more 90s. Yeah. He was pure
90s. Let's see.
Still in my lifetime, but not in my viewing.
Well, I think the receiver I remember the most in the early 2000s was T.O. Like, that's the one receiver that I just, like, you know. Like, I liked T.O. when he was with the Eagles, when he was with Dallas. Like, it was... I had fun watching T.O. But yeah, I would take out...
I had fun playing with him in Madden when he got to the Eagles.
Oh, shit, I bet. But personally, I would take out Harrison and Jefferson and then replace them with Torrey Holt and Larry Fitzgerald.
You take out Harrison?
I would take out Marvin Harrison. I would replace him with Torrey Holt.
Wow.
And Fitz.
Nah.
I would take out Harrison.
I don't want to do Julio like that, but all right, between...
I mean, right. I would... I mean,
between
I would
take Julio... Okay, no, answer this. Answer this for me. Between and...
Can we just say Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, locks? Like, those are guaranteed.
That's... Right. I'm about to call some shit.
Oh my god!
Which one?
Tell me.
Which one do you sacrifice, Julio or Randy?
Oh, Julio. I want Randy. Okay. I want Randy. Give me Randy Moss and Calvin Johnson are locks for the century.
All right.
I'm not gonna argue. I don't care even if Jerry Rice came back. I'm not gonna argue that.
No, that's fair. Because I was leaning like Julio is the wildest wild card to drop off of here.
He is. But he's the thing with Julio could have been so much better.
Calvin is a lock simply because he had to sacrifice his body for that garbage ass franchise.
And only played, 9 years? 8 years? Pulled a Barry Sanders? For the same
thing. He said, team. I'm done.
But keep Moss, keep Calvin, put in Fitz, put in Torrey Holt. I would keep Marvin Harrison as a five, and then Tio has to be in there. So I would take out Julio and Jefferson.
I got a problem with the tight ends.
Why?
Because I watched Antonio Gates growing up.
Okay, so that was my arguably number four, right? Now, Kelsey's in there for longevity and stats, right?
Take him out.
He has Super Bowls, right?
Take him out. I don't need this list being infiltrated with fucking Swifties. Take him out.
Listen, I want to agree with you, right? But I'm trying not to be biased. Kelsey is the most boring top five tight end. For sure. Like, he's considered right one of the best tight ends, but he's the most boring. Gronk,
Gonzalez is electric. A lock. I'm not taking Gonzalez out. Gronk, I'm gonna respect Gronk.
You gotta respect all pros, the Pro Bowls, the Super Bowls, the record breaking season.
I'm gonna respect it. I'd be a dumbass because and then longevity. I didn't realize that he's been playing for that long.
Well, you know, Gronk missed like 32 games.
He missed it, and that's my knock on him. But he's been in the league. He's been in the league since 2010.
Yeah, believe it or not, him and Kelsey are the exact same age. And Kelsey's just catching up to Gronk and all these things.
But then it's like, if you're going to talk longevity, then you have to give it to Kelsey because who played more games?
I get that, right? There's the whole game.
And then, for your four-time Super Bowl to three-time, big whoop. All right, one more.
Yeah.
All right. So, exactly. If I had to drop one...
Kyle, if you say the wrong guy...
It's biased because I actually like Gronk more. Like, I'm not... Take the Swiftie factor out of it. I would take Gronk over Kelsey.
100%. I would... 10 out of 10 times. And I don't think it's even a biased take.
It's not.
If you give me a healthy Gronk, a healthy Kelsey, I'm taking Gronk.
Because I need my tight end to block and finish the block. Mm-hmm. And Gronk finishes the block.
Gronk finishes everything. Everything. Gronk has that attitude. Gronk has that attitude where he'll talk shit and then he'll fight you. Kelsey will just talk shit.
Kelsey looks like he makes business decisions.
He does. I haven't seen one lean muscle on Kelsey since he's been in the league.
And I haven't seen Kelsey block dudes into the sideline like I constantly see it with Gronk.
Dude, that's why Gronk was always hurt.
And that's why it's not fair to look at stats alone for tight ends, because you got to look at the overall picture of what they do.
Yes.
Like, how was the run game with them, mm-hmm. in it versus without them? the Chiefs have a kind of have a hard time running the ball lately. If we kind of, you know.
Yeah. They do.
And that's not to say that the tight end is the sole purpose of that. But just in general, you look at you just look at what contributing factor there is with it.
Like Drewby said, the greatest pass game help is a good run game. You know?
You run to set up the pass. I'm a believer of that.
Yep. Play action. It's a beautiful thing that no one does anymore. Now it's just all RPOs.
I mean, it's simple, like, logic. If you have an effective run game, you're going to have those safeties creep up close, now, right?
Exactly. Now, the thing is with me, Kelce has 77 touchdowns, right? Awesome. Congrats. Gronk has still 15 more touchdowns than him. He hasn't been playing for years.
That's crazy.
You know who else has a shitload of more touchdowns than Kelce?
No. Who?
Antonio Gates.
Thank you.
Over 100 receiving touchdowns.
Can you also throw in the fact that Gronk came out of retirement and padded his stats?
Won a Super Bowl, yeah. I mean, he had like a was it maybe like a 500, 600 yard season?
The fact that he got up off his couch because he said, I would rather retire than go to the fucking Lions. Fuck you, Patricia.
Yeah.
I'm not going with you. So,
yeah,
you know, and then he came out.
Yeah.
He said, if I'm not playing with Brady, I'm not playing with no one.
Exactly. And then another honorable mention
I'll put out there is on the Lions.
Another honorable mention that I'll put is Dallas Clark. Throw him in there.
Good one.
You know what I'm saying? But I would switch out Gates for Kelce. Just, I get it. Kelsey's been playing. He's got 12,000 receiving yards, 77 touchdowns. 3 Super Bowls.
Watching the early years of the Texans and Peyton Manning and Dallas Clark tearing up the middle of the field because we don't know how to stop. Well, first of all, we can't stop the run. You know that I seen that enough.
Yeah.
So I seen enough of the Colts. I remember being so elated the first time the Texans beat the Colts on a December game back in like 2006, I believe. It was like a real big deal because that's how badly that their asses was constantly being handed to them.
Agreed. Okay, for time's sake, we're gonna move on to the offensive line as a whole. Now, do you have any disagreements with it? I have one, right, and it's for center. Now, Jason Kelce, great player. A lot of all pros, which is I highly value all pros. Longevity, multiple Super Bowls. Actually, one, right? I think just one Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But I would replace Kelce with Nick Mangold for the Jets.
I was thinking about him.
Or Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday for the Colts, Nick Mangold for the Jets. That's who I would put in there. Because I remember even playing Madden Ultimate Team, and I was like, okay, my center, when I grind enough, my center's going to be Jeff Saturday or Nick Mangold. Because they were always the best center there during that time. Now,
that's crazy.
They don't have the all-pros orders. Does Jeff Saturday have a Super Bowl? Did he win with Manning, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. So, but of course, they don't match the all pros, but it's like centers nowadays, who's there to compare to the center if you just have one guy that just good every year, you know? But that's it. That's my two cents. I agree with left tackle, Joel Thomas, Trent Williams. Awesome picks. Marshall Yanda, Zach Martin, I think those are the two best. Steve Hutchison, awesome. Vikings, Seahawks. Right, Lane Johnson, probably one of the most athletic tackle ever. And then he's still playing right now, and he's saying that he feels better than when he was 29. You know, he's sounding like Brady. You know, the man might play till he's 40, which he probably will. But
I'm looking at Alan Fanica.
The only one that would probably go in is Orlando Pace. It was the majority of his career in the 2000s or the 90s.
I know he was drafted in the 90s. So
yeah, I know he was drafted in the 90s, but I don't know. But that's one that would kind of mention.
I'm looking at this piece on Alifanica. He said he only missed one game from because he was drafted in 98 and last played in 2010. Only missed one game from 2000 on, and that was a rest in a meaningless Week 17 game. So
wow. Wow. That's like, that's comparable to Joe Thomas's like 12,000 snaps.
Who also didn't end up on this list.
Who?
Which, Joe Thomas.
No, no, no. Yeah, they had him at a left tackle.
Oh! Right here. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Him and Trent Williams. But yeah, no, that's, I mean, that's, right. That, I don't want, I mean, I can't get into it too much, right? But that's, I have the problem at the center position. Jeff Saturday or Nick Mangold? And maybe that's just a nostalgia thing, right? But.
All right, let's go to defense through the time constraints.
Yeah.
We've all spent right. a lot Let of time me, on this. I yeah. didn't even, so, I haven't, I don't know who is on defense, so this is going to be live yeah. reactions.
All right, cool. So I'll go position by position for you, right?
I'm not even looking at the list.
Okay, well here, let's do it like we did offense. I'll go through the whole thing and then we'll talk about it, right?
I am getting a lot of sun.
Edge rushers, LaMarcus Ware, Jared Allen, Myles Garrett, Julius Peppers. Three defensive tackles, Aaron Donald, Calais Campbell, Chris Jones. One nose tackle, Vince Wilfork. One versatile defensive lineman. Bullshit, but whatever. J.J. Watt. Five linebackers. Ray Lewis, Bobby Wagner, Brian Urlacher, Levante David, Luke Kuechly. Five cornerbacks. Darrell Revis, Champ Bailey, Rondé Barber, Richard Sherman, Patrick Peterson. Four safeties. Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Brian Dawkins, and Earl Thomas. Kyle, your instant reactions, please. You're on mute, sir.
Where's Dwight Freeney?
Where's Jason Taylor?
Take Myles Garrett out.
Whoa! The Myles Garrett?
Yeah. Take him out. You can keep Ware.
Agreed.
Allen is a fucking lock.
Yeah, he is.
That was my dude when I was watching. Is. When I, I can't tell. Jared Allen was one of my favorite players growing up.
His retirement was just great. Was amazing.
Golden.
Him riding in the horse off to the sunset. Right
off into the sunset. Oh my right gosh, off into the dude. Sunset.
I almost shed a tear.
I thoroughly enjoyed watching his technique, his positioning, everything that he did at the defensive end position. I loved watching him play.
Jared Allen was the reason why I loved the number 69. I love Jared Allen 69
I feel like a guy like him would purposely pick 69 as his number.
For sure.
Dude, yeah, I don't have a problem with Julius Peppers on here. He could be a lock from he could be a lock too.
Big DE. Big DE.
Where's Javon Kearse?
Titans, there you go.
Eagles.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Where's Javon Kearse? Where is he on here?
You know, I thought they were gonna go like a recency bias and put like TJ Watt on here. Honestly,
he's an honorable mention. And that's the problem. Also, him, and Strahan. They got Strahan an honorable mention.
That's crazy. Two-time Super Bowl
for Myles Garrett.
Nah, man, that ain't right, man.
I mean, there's so many directions you can go. Hold on, let me see, because he's probably outside. To be fair,
Strahan played half outside. His career in the 90s. He won Super Bowls in 2000s. But, what happened? What'd you see? Kyle's visibly upset. He's begging his desk. You can't hear it, but he's begging his desk. He's flabbergasted.
I'm not banging him there because I'm on his grand account.
Oh.
Yes, I'm flabbergasted. Okay. And I'm not banging it because I'm on this concrete countertop and I don't need to fuck up my wrists. Where the fuck is James Harrison?
Undrafted.
He is not listed on the linebackers. He's not listed on the edge. He's nowhere on his list. Nowhere to be found. Where is he?
You know when I thought that was funny was like they added one nose tackle. Right. Vince O'Ford.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, you could have put Helody Nagata in there. You could have, but dude, it's fine.
I would take out. I don't think Clayus Campbell's a DT. He was a big DE. In my opinion,
he was. He was. He was not a DT.
I would put.
You could.
Helody Nagata.
Who am I thinking of? BJ Raji. You could throw him in there.
Ah, BJ Raji for the Packers, dude. You could throw a huge human being.
What the fuck? Thought has left my head.
No worries. But the defense definitely could have been way better. Like, in all positions.
I'm actually hurt.
You know,
I don't see James Harrison anywhere on this list. I don't have a problem with Lewis.
You know,
of course, he's a lock.
No.
I don't have a problem. Wagner, I don't have a problem. Urlacher, I for shit show don't have a problem.
No, I don't.
The thing is, I don't have a problem with any of these guys on the list. That's the problem.
I do. I don't
have a problem with any of them.
I do.
Which one?
I do. I would take out Wagner, and I would put Patrick
Willis. He is the wild card to take out.
I would put Patrick Willis. Dude, that was my favorite linebacker watching before Luke Kuechly. Patrick Willis had the power, the speed, and the knowledge.
Your wife and all other Cowboy fans better give me respect for this. You could even probably put in Sean Lee.
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me you could say Sean Lee. Are you going to say Sean Lee?
Yeah, put him in. You can.
Wow. Now, he was a great cover linebacker. Amazing. He was a great general behind there. You know, he did get injured from time to time, though. Now, I can understand the
Patrick Willis. That's why you leave him off.
Yeah. I can understand the Patrick Willis leaving him off because of injury, but then why do you have Luke Kuechly or a short career, right? Luke Kuechly had a short career.
Right? Jonathan Vilma?
Derek Brooks? You put Lavonte David over Derek Brooks? You know what I'm saying? I would take Lavonte David. I'll put Patrick Willis in a heartbeat.
Where's AJ Hawk? Where's Clay?
Where's Clay Matthews in edge? You know? Now, I'm going to say this. I think Aaron Donald's the best DT of all time.
I'll say it to his face that he's not.
Oh my gosh. Kyle, that's the last words you're going to say.
I'm just kidding.
Those are the last words you're ever going to say. The man's still working out. He's retired. He's working out with active football players and burning them out.
Bullshit, man. I can outbench him.
Man bitches 500, bro.
I'll stop before he challenges me.
Oh, he will. He don't care who you are. He'll challenge you right real quick. Now.
Fucking do it. Give us exposure.
Now, okay. Let's, I know, for real, right? Let's go to cornerbacks. Revis agree. Bailey agree. Rondae Barber, sure. Patrick Peterson agree. Now, Richard Sherman. I get it. Won a Super Bowl. Was the Legion of Boom. But where the hell is Charles Woodson?
Guess it's as good as mine.
Or even Ty Law. What are these Hall of Fame cornerbacks?
Of course, you, the Patriot fan, would throw that out there.
Listen, I have to. Ty Law, Hall of Famer. Peyton Manning feared Ty Law. Picked Peyton Manning in the playoffs. But like Charles Woodson, brother. Would you put Sherman over Woodson?
Nope.
That's why we had this podcast. Because we agree on shit like this. We'll probably do better if we disagree with everything that we said. Now the safeties. I have two safeties that I wanted to see.
I could take... Three of them are a lock. Only one of them is the wild card.
Hold on. I know exactly who your locks are. Ed Reed, Palamalu, Brian Dawkins.
Yes.
Those are your locks. Right. Now, I would replace Earl Thomas with two white safeties.
Can I guess one?
You could guess one. Go ahead.
Lynch.
No! No! Lynch played Money in the 90s, didn't he?
No, I don't think it spilled into the 2000s.
He played from 93 to 07, so yeah, half his career was 90s, half his career was 2000s. But one guy who played similar safeties. To Lynch.
White safeties.
One is still blanks? Playing, actually.
Okay, Harrison Smith.
Harrison Smith. Now, the other white safety.
Who's the other one?
One is he's an old guy, but one is Super Bowl with the Rams when
Weddle
when it be Eric Weddle.
Okay,
that man was a coverage lock.
Yeah, he was. He had a good career.
Weddle, Earl Thomas is not better than Weddle in almost any stat. I don't know why you're putting Earl Thomas. I mean, I love Earl Thomas. Hook him, Longhorn, right? But when it comes to NFL. And it comes to 2000 safeties. I had Harrison Smith as my strong safety and Eric Weddle as my free safety. I had a white safety background. They had that middle locked up in Madden Ultimate Team.
Had it locked up like Massa.
Now, we could just talk special teams real quick just to wrap this segment up. Kicker, Justin Tucker. Punter, Shane Leckler. 100% agree. Return specialist, Devin Hester. 100% agree. Specialist, Matthew Slater. 100% agree. Long snapper, Morgan Cox. Sorry, I don't care. But I would take out the kicker, Justin Tucker.
Yes, why would we freak on there? And it, all right, let's say it at the same time on the count of three.
Okay.
We're going to say we're thinking the same kicker. All right.
Last name only?
Last name only. One, two, three. Vinatieri.
Vinatieri. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. The most clutch kicker in history. Longevity.
You want to know, even in the guys, the other top contenders that they have on this list, underneath the freak, underneath white version of Deshaun Watson, they mentioned Adam Vinatieri, Sebastian Janikowski, Phil Dawson,
first round pick Sebastian Janikowski.
They left off Jason Akers.
Oh yeah, didn't he hold the record at one point for longest field goal made?
Believe so.
Like 64 yards. But yeah, I would put Vinatieri in for not only he did everything Justin Tucker did, but it has the Super Bowls.
Yes. Lawrence Tynes is another kicker that comes to my mind. Where's Mason Crosby?
Mason Crosby, long time Green Bay Packer. Very clutch. Very consistent. Agreed.
They could have done better with the kickers.
Way better. So I think the fact that
they went with the freak on here.
I know, it's hilarious.
They went with a massage boy, like
and but I think the only position they got right is the quarterbacks.
Yeah, really. Everything else.
And then I guess the edge rushers too. If we're talking defense, where Jared Allen, Julius Peppers, Garrett. Right now, where they fumbled the bag on offense is running back. Personally.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree.
And with where that. They fumbled the bag.
That or receiver.
Where they fumbled the bag on defense.
I would say everywhere.
Back safeties. Yeah, there's a lot of players.
everywhere except corner.
Yeah, except cornerback. I like
cornerbacks.
It.
I didn't have a problem with it. They could have put, yeah, like I said, they could have put Ty Law up in there.
Charles Woodson.
But or maybe even, well, Rod Woodson was more, he was corner.
Well, Rod played earlier.
He's 90s. He's 90s. Yes. Yeah, he's 90s. So, all right. Damn. Worked on the whole list. Round robin. Who you got in the finals tonight? Does OKC close it out or Indy wins?
I called it a week and a half ago. OKC in six, and I'm sticking to it. I think they close it out.
I think they go ahead and close it out. We didn't even get into this. Fucking Lakers sold for $10 billion. What would you do if you acquire $10 billion off of a sale? What's the first thing you're doing?
First thing I'm doing is buying 20 acres with a mansion.
I'm buying a fucking country.
Kyle is buying a third world country and becoming the dictator. Well, hold on. Let me. I promise this year I would be a better person. 10% is going to the church, so the church gets $1 billion. But I would still buy.
You want to know what's funny?
What?
I will probably whatever that 10% would probably still be more than what I spent on the country that I buy.
Oh, for sure, for sure. For sure. Then I would put $500 million in the stock market to then get set for life because of dividends. So once I put that, I would get set for life for dividends. And then I would buy my favorite sports teams in the three big sports that I like watching. Because I should have enough money. I would buy the San Antonio Spurs. $4 billion. I'll buy the New England Patriots for $4 billion, and then I'll buy the Houston Astros for, I don't know how much is the Astros, maybe $2 billion. I'll be in a bidding war with a Mattress Mac.
I don't even think I will break a bill for the country. What country? Okay, what continent would that be in? Would that be Central America or would that be in Africa?
For what?
I'm trying to think which country I would buy. I'd be in Central America.
Oh, for sure. Central or South America, man.
Yeah, the beaches. Because then I can also take over the drug trade too. So I can have, okay. I can have.
All right, GTA here.
I will have full control over every revenue stream that comes into that country. I wouldn't be a dictator. I will make sure the people. Well, I will be a dictator, but there I will make sure that the people are living decently, okay. I'm not going to be no Kim Jong Un, you know. I mean, we got the one up here that wants to be like him, you know. I will make sure that there's jobs. People can live comfortably, but I would not call shit with other nations. I wouldn't. I would, but listen. I wouldn't. I would have to.
That's good for you, but other nations might cause shit with you.
That's why you got to form alliances quick. So I would have to like really see who I can be shoulder to shoulder with at the same time, because I can't. At the same time, I can't. The problem is the nation that I would buy. It would be kind of like the same scenario if Texas was to secede from the Union. Like, you know, the United States would see a sovereign nation full of brown people with oil, and they would invade within day one. So that would be the issue that I would be contending with. but I would still have at least $7 billion in the bank to buy someone off with influence. So yeah, it's a you know we need to have an open discussion on what country I can buy with $10 billion and what friends that I can probably have, and one of those. And one of those friends that, hey, look, as long as that nation has nuclear weapons, I'm good. So, you know, I don't know what Jenny, I don't know what Jenny Buss has plans for that 10 bill that she got off the Lakers, but if you are going to buy a country, you're going to want the people in that country to be on your side. So make sure they're good before you start fucking shit up. That's all I got to say to that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's a good healthy way to spend $10 billion. Now, talking about free agency, so we've talked about, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, where is he going to be traded to? He wants to be traded. Giannis, interest is in Giannis being traded to. You're on mute if you're talking. I don't know if you're trying to say something, but
they're fixing this shit. I still think the Spurs are going to get Giannis.
So this is what happened. Speaking of that, there was a trade that was inquired about Giannis. The San Antonio Spurs wanted Giannis, and they made a trade. However, the Bucks demanded this: Stephon Castle, reigning Rookie of the Year; Devin Vassell, 3-point shooter, great defense; Jeremy Sochan, experiment; the 2025 second round pick; the Hawks first round pick, controlled by the Spurs. And then 5 additional first-round picks. So 7 first-round picks. Stephon Castle, the Rookie of the Year. Devon Vassell and Jeremy Sochan. I wouldn't give up the whole future for Giannis. I would not. Not especially not the reigning Rookie of the Year.
But you get Giannis. That's...
Yeah, listen, we have Fox, Giannis, and Wemby, and then that's it. That's all we got. No. I don't think that's all we need. I think we need a decent bench. If we ship everybody, and it's like Giannis plays 30 minutes, Wemby plays 30 minutes, Fox plays 36 minutes, was like,
okay. Wemby is not playing 30 minutes a night.
Well, now he is. For the first year, he was. He was playing only 24 because of his ankle. But no, I wouldn't accept that trade. If I was GM for the Spurs,
what injury did he have? What was it, his deep trombone? That sounds like something unbasketball related. That sounds
first
like
year. You talk about this year or next or
this year?
This year he had blood clots.
Blood clots. Okay,
in his shoulder. How does that happen? I don't know, dude. We had the Patriots had Christian Barmer, who had blood clots too, and then sidelined him for the whole season. And it's a serious thing where if you don't get it really checked or fixed, that you're done, like forever. That's what that is. But what the Bucks demanded from the Spurs, that is for Giannis. Giannis going. Yeah, what?
A blood clot in the shoulder could be, I'm sorry, I went down a rabbit hole, can be a sign of deep vein thrombosis, whatever that is. This type of blood clot can form in the veins in the upper extremity, especially in the subclavian vein and auxiliary vein. Several factors can contribute to the development of DVT in the shoulder, including injury, inactivity, and underlying medical conditions. And there's your WebMD for today.
There you go. But yeah, so since that trade didn't happen, I think the next big headline news is going to be the Kevin Durant trade. And Kevin Durant wanted to go to the Knicks. The Knicks said, no, we don't want you. And so now
the front Minnesota said, please come here. He said, nah, I'm good. So it's going to come down between the Spurs, Rockets, and Heat.
Yes.
Honestly, I was at first saying that I'm good on Durant. I don't want to mortgage the future for, you know, load management. And maybe he plays a little defense. Maybe he does a little bit more than scoring. But at the same time, if a 52-win team adds Kevin Durant and can get past Golden State, which next year you're talking about a older Golden State, their core. But then the younger core, you would think that would be better. So, can the Rockets with Kevin Durant, maybe not Jalen Green, he's probably going to be in that package. Kevin Durant, Alperen Sengun, Amen Thompson, Fred VanVleet, and Jabari Smith. Can that team?
I think Jabari Smith would be part of the package, and then you have.
I think he's going to be. I'd rather keep Jabari.
I know you're right to keep Jabari, but this ain't a six-man you're trading for.
Take Dylan. Just stick with me now.
You know, this
Kevin
is
Durant, Alpi, Jalen, Fred, and Jabari. That team can make it at least to the Western Conference Final.
Oh, yeah. 100% agreed.
I say if that gives us the best chance to give us a title, I've never seen everyone or in my circle that's older than me can tell me what they were doing when the Rockets won. I can't. You can rub in your face your five rings. Okay. All I can do is just sit here and cry about them going 0-27 in Game 7 and just keep harping on what they did in 93 and 94. Or 94 and 95, I'm tripping. I was born in 93.
Yeah.
Now,
what if I told you...
Never saw him win. So make the move.
What if I told you, though, Kevin Durant would be 37 next season?
Don't care. He still score 30 a night.
He does. I'm not lying. He puts up at least 27.
Yeah.
But no.
He'll still give you that.
I want the Patriots. Son of a bitch. I want the Spurs to stay young. Don't bring it. You already have Chris Paul. You already have a leader, a vet like in him. Don't bring in another one that just puts up more points. You know? Bring in a younger guy. Bring in trade for Jalen Brown. I don't care. I'd rather trade for him than Kevin Durant, if I'll be honest. But anyway, let's go ahead and move on to our last topic, because we're already at hour and three. This would be our longest
episode. Yeah, we can say that for the next episode.
That's fine. I don't mind that. Say for the next one. We got too excited with the NFL's quarter century team and bashing it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but thank you guys for listening.
Mainly bashing it.
What?
Mainly bashing it.
Oh yeah, for sure. We only agree with like two positions.
Wait a minute, ain't that game tonight?
No, it's tomorrow night.
Jesus!
What? Wait.
I hate this damn schedule.
I honestly think it's probably Friday night, but I want to say it's tomorrow night.
All right, I'm stuttering the whole night then. All right. I seriously thought that game six was tonight.
No, it's tomorrow night. It's because NBA. They take 2 days off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. NBA. It's about to be fucking July. Wrap this shit up.
It is.
All right, let's go. All right, end the episode. Because right. I'm over here trying to check for the score. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Score hasn't changed. Don't worry about it. Leave a comment on the YouTube, on the IG, or wherever you're listening. Tell us about your top 25. Where did they get it wrong? Because they did get it wrong. But thank you all for listening. We'll see you all next time. Peace.